Good day, all friends of Following Padre Pio. And today, the story is called The Eyes of Padre Pio. What is that about? Well, we must remember that our Lord said, the eyes are the window of the soul. Welcome, all friends of Following Padre Pio, the YouTube channel in which we investigate the life of the Capuchin monk and mystical worker Padre Pio, whose intercession is still so powerful today. So if you or a loved one or a friend is in need of Padre Pio's help and intercession, then do stay tuned to this channel to find out what Padre Pio can do for you. And if you're new to our channel, then please do like, share and subscribe to our videos, to our channel, and also a good way to follow us is to enroll your Mass pretensions for next Friday's Mass to Padre Pio. We continue with the story. When his health allowed it, Padre Pio would give the blessing very early in the morning, that is with the Blessed Sacrament, at 4:30 a.m. And he says then the church after that would start to fill up in preparation for his Mass. And when the time came, Padre Pio, he would go up to the altar. And as he was walking towards the altar, the author says, we would see that suddenly his eyes would light up. The expression on his face would change, and one had the impression that he was seeing Jesus. And it says, his eyes would then fill with tears, and a pleading expression would come across his face. And sometimes he would speak with a slightly louder voice as he prays certain prayers, begging and pleading in particular for the conversion of sinners. So he's an intercessor, he has great love for sinners, and he would plead with God to help sinners. And he would begin to sob, and at this point the sobs would suffocate his voice and his voice would die out. Sometimes, however, he would cry out loudly, as when he asks Our Lady, Mary, the Mother of Mercy, for her intercession. And then he says, we would all experience then the same thing. So everyone would become involved in this whole request to Our Lady. And one experience that he says that really impressed him deeply happened in June of 1957. He was kneeling not too far away from Padre Pio. He was close to Padre Pio, so he could see exactly what was happening. And he said, Padre Pio prayed for mercy and compassion in his last hour. Why would a saint have to pray for his own last hour? Surely he's a saint, he's beyond those things. I guess his trials may be very severe in that last hour. So it's a good lesson for all of us to learn. If a saint has to pray for his last hour, then let us all. And he said, then suddenly he started to sob and cry. And the author continues, don't forget this, dear reader or listener, when you are facing your last hour. Let's follow Padre Pio's example. And he says, when he incenses the Blessed Sacrament, he bows his head right down and he touches the altar steps. Well, have you seen that happen before in church? It is a fairly certain thing that a priest like Padre Pio, who did not infrequently see our Lord Jesus Christ, i.e. he saw him quite frequently, that he knows how to be truly humble, to make himself as if nothing before God. That's Padre Pio's example. And then the author continues, because of the wounds of Jesus on his feet, that is the stigmata, of course, it was very difficult for Padre Pio even to climb the altar steps. Yet, in order to get past this pain, while he was doing this, he had this penetrating gaze that at the same time was pleading and with a suffering expression, pleading to our Lord, pleading always for sinners, for all of us. And then he says, when he takes the monstrance in his hands, we can see his eyes once again full with tears. So it's this very moving, emotional experience for Padre Pio, but very sincere. There's our Lord Jesus, his friend, right there. And he speaks to our Lord in a soft voice. During the blessing, he recommends to the hidden God, the God hidden in the host, all the needs that people have communicated to him, both verbally and in writing. Of course, some of those people are here, but some of the people are far away. And he says, after this, extraordinary things then often happen. both in the church and far from him, depending on where the people are that are asked for his prayer and intercession. He says, because Padre Pio is a very special confidant of God. And since his Lord is infinitely generous to the generous, Padre Pio can draw fully from the well of graces. The blessing with the Blessed Sacrament lasts quite a long time. He says, at least a minute. And it is done with such reverence as you will practically never see anywhere else. After the blessing, some prayers are still spoken. And then in the moments when the celebrant departs from the altar, so now the little ceremony is complete, and we see often the glimmers of light in Padre Pio's eyes. When his gaze turns to Jesus for the last time, as if he's saying goodbye to a very good friend of his. Continues, we are all so impressed with the blessing, with the Blessed Sacrament done by the Capuchin priest, Padre Pio. And if you have not enrolled for next Friday's Mass prayer intentions, then please do watch this in video. This little video that appears right here, it describes exactly how to enroll.